I really have no idea why you came up with this.
I don't understand the Miss America thing either.
Well,
but
have you seen
like
yourself,
it.
Jeff? That's why.
Aren't we talking about Miss America today?
No.
It's like the biggest thing happening this year.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it walking down Hollywood Boulevard.
What else is important this year?
The Razzies.
What's that?
The worst in film?
They're a candy from the 80s.
No, those are Razzles.
Damn it.
There's also this little thing
you're
called...
You're so clever, so I'll give it to you.
There's also this little thing
okay,
called...
Everybody at home, ignore
Oscars.
That I made that joke.
The
we already have.
Okay, what is that?
What the is this?
The Oscars. Come on, we're a bunch of old people. Vote on what's best in movies for the year.
Old people. Oh, they're gross.
Interesting concept.
I get it now.
Anyway, hello,
isn't he the
ladies
gay one
and gentlemen.
From the Office, Oscar? Oscar's the gay one from The Office.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're the gay one from The Office.
I'm the gay one. Never mind.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff, a.k.a. the Phantom Kitten. And everyone meow. Else, please feel free to introduce yourselves.
I'm Frank Bennington, a.k.a. Bad Dutch Bad Boy.
And nobody just heard him.
I heard
Everybody
him.
Everybody heard him.
I heard him.
I heard him in
we
my
all
soul.
Heard him.
I mean Anastasia Washington, Anastasia Beaverhausen, a.k.a.
Psycho Finland, a.k.a. Darth Boobs.
We have
AKA
a fourth
laser
name
boobs.
Now.
Wait, and then are on you, Monday, we and on Wednesday, we came up with another one, but I don't remember.
Are you trademarking all these?
They're all trademarked. I'm just kidding.
Patent pending.
My boobs are patent pending.
No. Your boobs are the zip code.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, see what he did there was.
You think she has huge knockers?
Thank you. I'm going to eat a chicken and waffle. For
let's do
potato
that.
Chip.
Potato chip. Delicious.
Thank you.
Yes.
I did not have my words.
I am Rachel Frumkin, a.k.a. Sassy Pants.
I am Ryan Swafford, also known as Ryan.
Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan.
The king.
The king, yes.
And I'm Nathan, the singularity.
Ew.
Ew.
One singular sensation.
Oh, it's turned into karaoke hour. Striptease.
Okay. That was on The Simpsons.
I was just really going to take off my jacket because I was hot, but now it's like a striptease.
It's a striptease.
Can you striptease because you're hot?
Yes.
Good.
Or are you hot because you striptease?
I don't know. It's a little bit of both. We have free beer on the show today. What?
Free beer.
Yeah, that works for me.
Free beer is awesome. And chicken and waffle potato chips, which are like mind-blowing.
They really blew me.
They're crazy.
Yeah, I feel like...
They made my mind melt.
I feel like we have Roscoe's in here in the studio with us Ooh. Right
but
now.
But no mac and cheese.
I feel like I'm cheating on Roscoe's, but without the mac and cheese.
Right,
oh my
but those
God.
Are really good.
Yeah,
oh
if you are at home... You need to go to your local 7-Eleven or other store similar.
I got mine at Target.
Or
yeah, I've
Target.
Heard that they were only available at Target.
Maybe only at Target then. You need to go.
You need to go. Whatever.
You need to
go, get, go somewhere and get them.
You need to go get chicken and waffles chips and try them and tweet us about it and tell us how much you like it.
And
because
then,
that's just
send
fucking
us
weird
pictures.
And incredible.
Yeah, send us pictures of your reaction faces.
Yeah,
exactly.
We so want to see your chicken and waffle O face.
And then so they can become a permanent flavor for like evers, vote for them.
Yeah.
Because the other flavors are sriracha and garlic cheese bread. Yeah.
Did you know
Those
Subway
really
Subway has creamy sriracha sauce now for their subs?
Yeah, but... At that point, like we were talking about with Babaloo the other day, like foods have trends. Like now we're ruining the sriracha trend. You know what I mean? Like at the point where you can go to Subway and get a creamy sriracha dressing, it's like, no.
It's ruined.
It's over. It's ruining it for us hipsters.
How dare you ruin it?
Why are you saying it like that?
I don't know.
Like what? Oh, that's the other part of the joke. Sorry.
Oh, I see.
Because sriracha is from a very unique place like Mexico. Because
you can't have whipped cream without Cool Whip.
Oh, I get it.
No, you can't.
Okay.
It has a show.
The Oscars.
Moving on. Has everyone seen everything that's nominated?
No. I haven't seen Amour or what are they? Let me see. Oh, I must say.
And the nominations are.
And the nominations are. I haven't seen Life. I haven't seen a lot of these.
I saw
Silver Linings Playbook and Zero Dark Thirty. And the rest of them I haven't seen.
Okay, so for everybody.
But I read Life of Pi. It was a really good
book. List is Amour.
I like Pi.
The list is Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, and Zero Dark Thirty.
And, you know, I've seen every one of those except for Amour.
I've heard really good things about Amour, though.
I just can't find a copy of that has subtitles.
I don't think they're going to give it to Best Picture, though, because it's also nominated for Best Foreign Feature. But I feel like they're going to give it Best Foreign Feature and not Best Picture.
What is it that they do?
They double dipped.
Yeah, but like they did it one year for like... Oh my God, my brain's not working.
Was it Crossing Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Like they did it one year for like someone was nominated as like a best actress, but they were also like a best supporting actress, so they were nominated for both.
Meryl Streep.
And like did she win either one?
I think she won one of them. I don't remember exactly.
Because it was like Sophie's Choice and something else, right? I thought that was the year. Maybe not. I could be wrong.
No, I think it was here recently.
Was it? Because I was like, and I don't remember her if she won either. I thought like it canceled each other.
What did she choose?
What did she choose?
Yeah.
That was her Sophie's Choice of the night. Which one does she want? Which is more prestigious, best supporting actress or best actress? Oh, boy.
That's a tough one.
I think she looked at one of her daughters and went, look, one day, this is not going to be you. But today, this is me. So I will choose best actress.
One day you'll be in a doctor show that will get canceled after two episodes.
But her other daughter, Emily or something, I think her name is like in a teen drama soap on like Nickelodeon or something.
So. There you go. That's her legacy.
Great, another Nickelodeon
The Gummer
kid.
Girls are hitting it up on TV.
Who turns out better, you think? Nickelodeon kids or Disney Channel kids?
Nickelodeon kids.
You think so? But Disney Channel kids usually do better career-wise, right?
Well, Disney Channel kids get, like, a record deal and, like, a clothing line and, like, all this nonsense as soon as they, like...
Yeah, but what do they do later on in life?
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
And there were so many seats from all of that.
Just look at, like, the Mickey Mouse Club. Like, I don't know. I guess that doesn't count as Disney Channel, but...
But it is. Like, and a lot of people from that show... I guess when you're saying have trouble, but Alanis Morissette came from like, you can't do that on television, and she did well. Kenan Thompson came from a Nickelodeon show. He's on SNL now.
It was a time.
There's probably more.
The You Can't Do That on Television kids were probably not tied down to such a extensive contract.
Well, true, because I don't think it was Nickelodeon, right? It was like Canada.
It was actually a Canadian show.
It was like Nickelodeon via Canada. Yeah.
Plus, then you have people like Britney Spears' sister, who, you know, she did great for herself, too.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I would probably say Disney has more successes later in life.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of, like, successes on Nickelodeon. I just can't, like...
On the other hand, Disney also has more fuck-ups later in life.
Excuse me. That's true. Yeah.
I feel like Alanis Morissette like hasn't fucked up that much, you know, versus...
She's been redeemed
because she slept with Ryan Reynolds for a number of
years. But I think it also... Okay, I think a lot of it, to be honest, has nothing really to do with like what network you come from. It comes from like the support system you have supporting you. Like if
childhood actors don't have lives.
Mm-mm. But I'm saying like, you know, like a lot of those kids have like... Maybe the Disney kids, maybe those parents, some of them are, you know, horrendous stage mothers, like, you know, Sing Out Louise kind of people.
For all those who don't know at home, Stacey was clothed and fed by Bruce Willis.
Ooh, boy.
As a kid.
And I'm well adjusted.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Why is something
there
out?
There she goes.
I do think it matters. Like, I think you look at, like, how Disney basically runs their childhood stars' lives. I mean, I think it matters. Like, I don't think the Jonas Brothers really did have a life outside of what they were doing, etc., because they were managed 24/7.
You know,
but I don't know if that was Disney or if that was their parent or the family.
Plus, I feel like they had enough time to get laid a lot, so they must have had some kind of life.
But they had purity rings. They had the purity ring thing going on.
I mean, they were doing stuff before the Disney show.
And we haven't since learned that that was just a ploy.
What?
PR stunt.
But I read it on the internet.
The internet never lies.
The interweb is always true.
So sorry I derailed the conversation from Oscars and Razzies.
Yeah, okay. Shh, Nathan. Okay. So anyway,
comes from all over the room.
It always comes from all over the room. Get used to it.
No, it always comes all over the room, not from all over
so
the
confused.
Room.
I'm so confused. I'm going to take a
get another chip.
Okay, so you know what? We're going to switch from the Oscars right now and go to the worst picture nominations for the Razzies.
And what are those?
What are they?
Name
we
out.
Have
Nathan
Battleship.
Oh, I couldn't even watch 5 minutes of that. And cute boys were in, cute half-naked men were in that
Alexander
one, and I
Skarsgård
couldn't even watch it.
And Liam Neeson.
And even Ryan's mouth drops to the floor.
Even Alexander Skarsgård was in and Taylor Kitsch couldn't make me watch that show, make me watch that movie for 2 hours.
And then we have That's My Boy.
Oh, that's my boy.
Adam Sandler.
Did anybody but really me see that?
I didn't see either one of those movies.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Did anybody but me see That's My Boy?
I didn't see that.
I think that says something for our taste in movies.
So spoiler alert. Spoiler alert at home.
I don't think you have to spoiler alert That's My Boy. No one's going to fucking see it.
So That's My Boy is about... what's his face? His son.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but who played... Andy Samberg, yeah. So Andy Samberg is a long-abandoned son of Adam Sandler who goes into investment banking and dates a girl who's only using him for his money. Meanwhile, she's fucking her brother. No joke.
What?
They catch her several times.
No!
He just ruined it for me.
Having incest with her brother who played Jesse on Gilmore Girls. And
that never happens.
Who's Jesse
ever.
On Gilmore Girls?
Jess, Vita Magia from Heroes.
Jess on Gilmore Girls. Anyway, so...
The guy from Heroes.
His name is too difficult to pronounce. It's like... Milo Magdalena.
It's Milo Ventimiglia.
Is he hot?
It's not that hard.
Is he hot?
He's okay.
And he writes comic books now, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like super dreamy.
He's adorable.
Did you ever... You know, he's in Fergie's video, Big Girls Don't Cry.
The only good part about the movie is that they are friends with Vanilla Ice, and Vanilla Ice is featured several times in the movie.
Does he go by Vanilla Ice, or does he go by Rob?
He goes by Vanilla Ice.
That's sweet.
He used to date Hayden Panettiere.
That's true.
I forgot about that.
Guy. He also dated like Alexis Bledel for like a...
Anyway, that movie was pretty fucked up, so I want that in the running for worst movie of the year.
Okay.
Fucked up in a good way?
Good.
Next,
it wasn't funny, and it just was like, "What the fuck are you? What the fuck are you thinking?"
Next up, speaking of not funny, the new Eddie Murphy movie, A Thousand Words.
Okay,
wait, I saw that movie.
I
hadn't heard of that.
I saw
Eddie
that
Murphy
movie.
Has a new film out.
Well, it came out a few months ago.
You guys didn't see the trailer?
It came out a year ago.
And he gets cursed, and he can only say a word, and a leaf will fall out of his tree. In his backyard.
Yeah, and when all the leaves fall, he dies.
Really, right. Hollywood, where the fuck do you come up
Here's
with this shit?
Here's the thing.
Because he talks too much. It's like Liar Liar in a new...
I was just about to say that.
Millennium.
I watched that movie, and two good things about that movie. One, I didn't have to listen to Eddie Murphy overact like he does nowadays. And two, the guy that plays his assistant, Clark Duke, is, I think... an amazing comedic, like he was in a shitty movie, but he's an amazing comedic actor. He's super funny, and like in everything he does, he's always like
he's from
the best.
And Hot Tub Time Machine.
So yeah, he was in Hot Tub Time Machine
awesome.
Kick-Ass.
Aren't they
he was in
second?
Greek. He's in The Office right now. I mean, everything
he looks like
kid
he's
does
your type.
He's
is
good. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
and it's Rachel's type. Huh. So.
And next up for worst picture, we have, of course. Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Also didn't see. I have not seen any of the Razzies.
Didn't see that
what?
One.
I have that poster up in my room.
And you have the t-shirt on right now.
Right now.
Guys,
and the vibrator.
Jacob and Edward.
Hey, you can't be both.
Yes, you can.
I swing both ways.
You should be Switzerland.
Sometimes you go both ways.
Switzerland, it's okay.
You know, I really have to say, I felt that the Razzies just chose all these nominations for Twilight to just basically bash the film. It's like, you know what? We get it. They're not great movies. There are worse movies out there, though.
Yo, boy.
Go watch Beautiful Creatures. It's good.
Next.
Oh, my God. Yes. Go watch Beautiful Creatures.
Beautiful Creatures.
And the last nominee for Worst Picture is The Oogie Loves in The Big Balloon Adventure.
I kind of wanted to see it. Didn't see it, but I was a little scared, but I wanted to see it. I had like these emotions. Like, what's I was scared, that? But I wanted to see it, but I didn't want to see it. I was scared.
You're excited. It's...
No, I walked
what
in.
What is The Oogie Loves?
It's a kids movie.
It's the most expensive movie ever made to make the least amount of money
yes.
back.
Yes. And they I was working to do at it. The theater when this movie was playing, and I went in and saw parts of it. It was horrible.
I don't even think it my two-year-old niece went to see it.
It was like even encouraging kids to get up and dance in the aisles and all this shit.
Yeah, it was supposed to be interactive, and it had like all kinds of famous people in
it's
it.
It's by the same people. It's by the same guy that did the Teletubbies.
Christopher Lloyd was in it.
Are the Oogie yeah. Loves...
Oh, this is not animated, is
are
it?
Are the Oogie no. Loves a...
Think
a
Teletubbies Jamie on Presley? Crack.
Oh. Are the Oogie Loves a thing? Like, are they the Teletubbies? Like, have they had television shows
no,
and
no,
stuff?
No, this guy, the guy that made the movie, his thinking behind it was he was going to make this, like, really big, expensive movie, get all these kids to see it, and then that would start this new trend.
Revolution.
So it would be the new Teletubbies, and... It's just, it made $230 total. It cost $1 billion. It made $230 total.
But then he thought, like,
really?
when
that's not an exaggerated
no,
action.
No. When they interviewed him
no,
about
it made a little bit more.
When they interviewed him about it, he was like, great, I at least have the worst movie of all times, and I'm getting credit for that. You know, like, I'm at least getting publicity for having the worst
His motto was, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
You know
it
what?
Has Carrie Yules like, in it. It has like Christopher Lloyd.
I feel like we should not let him get the Razzie then, because that just feeds into his like,
I know.
Thing.
Exactly. It'd be like if Uwe Boll won for like The Room or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it just feeds into it.
I think we should give it to That's My Boy.
But you should just see the cast.
Because Adam Sandler needs to know to give up. Yeah. Just to stop.
Exactly. But you should see the cast. The cast is actually like... Like, these are good people.
Yeah, because little kids usually care about the celebrity of the people voicing
Always.
Their characters.
Well, no, just, no, they're not in people it. Voicing them. It's people like
no, but
it.
You know what I mean. Like little kids have no idea
no,
who Christopher
it.
Lloyd is.
But they wanted it to be like an interactive movie, like where you actually do things during the movie and you're with your family and you make a fool of yourself with your family.
Because that's just what every parent wants: hyperactive kids running down the aisles at movie theaters.
Seriously, I just to clarify,
let me throw my popcorn everywhere.
Just to clarify, it actually made a little over $1 million. It cost $20 million to make.
Oh.
Its opening per screen average was $206.
Whoa.
That's bad.
Whoa.
You know.
And the
and
only
stuff.
Way that I think I would actually watch that movie is if I got really, really baked beforehand.
We can do this. We can have this happen.
I think
oh,
we
I
can.
Think so.
What's we can
the
have
bait?
This happen. I'm going to bake them a cake.
Okay.
I have a question for you, Jeff.
Yes.
Now, how many
cake.
Years is this now that an Adam Sandler movie has gotten nominated for a Razzie?
Probably ever since Adam Sandler started making movies.
No. There's been years he's done movies and
not Jerry Maguire.
Happy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Mr.
Deeds. Those are all great
movies.
I'm
going to go out there and say, I think like in the past maybe decade, he's gotten nominated like every year for
even,
like a worst picture.
Except for Punch
even
Drunk
I would
Love.
Say,
except for Punch Drunk
which
Love.
Which was really amazing.
Punch Drunk Love was really
I want him to do more dramatic stuff.
But that wasn't made
funny
by
people.
Him, Frank. That was made by PT. That wasn't
no,
made
I know,
by
but
him.
He was still in it and he still acted really well.
But I'm saying movies that he's made, like movies that he's made, written, directed, starred. I think every
no, I mean,
year for
last,
like a solid decade, he's been nominated
in
like
the last
a Razzie.
10 years,
for
he's done Funny People. He's done 50 First Dates.
But again,
Both of those were good.
But Funny People wasn't written or directed by him.
It was Judd Apatow.
What about 50 First Dates? I think 50 First Dates was him.
I think
that was Happy Gilmore.
And I think that was good. I think
that was really good.
That was really good.
It's better than The Notebook.
Yeah.
I do like that.
I was wondering what all that smoke was coming up.
I'll hurt myself if I continue to do this thinking thing. but sometimes I figure they just nominate people because they're like big stars that just happen to maybe get like, stop crab walking. Stop doing The Exorcist.
I'm sorry. It was sexy
just
time.
Got, you know, like pushed it, like bad managed, or like the agent was like, oh no, this would be good for your career. And then these poor people are like nominated for a Razzie for something that I don't, you know, yes, they decided to do the movie, but.
But that doesn't explain why Nicolas Cage keeps making so many bad movies.
Because he's Nicolas Cage.
Oh, well, actually, because he owes the government a shitload of money.
He owes like the government like a bazillion, bajillion dollars.
That's why he keeps working.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'll stand up a little bit for Nick Cage. I think he's been good in some things. I actually did like the first National Treasure movie.
Yeah, that was good.
I liked those National Treasure movies.
Sorcerer's Apprentice was really good,
too. I liked those.
It was shockingly good.
I mean, going all the way back in his career, I thought he was really good in Moonstruck.
But in the past few years, since he's owned the government money, he's made some choices that are like, ugh. Questionable.
Okay. And in keeping with Nicolas Cage, let's move on to worst actor.
Ooh.
Nicolas Cage for Ghost Rider's Spirit of Vengeance and Seeking Justice.
Did that come out this year? Yes. There was a second cut.
Did they make a sequel to that? Yes. Oh my god, I know.
And actually, I thought the sequel was better than the first one, which
I did not see it, so I can't even.
That's not bad.
And then we have Eddie Murphy for 1,000 Words, of course. Mm-hmm. Robert Pattinson, Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 2.
That's his fault, but
he got dumped, so we have to be super nice to
They're
him.
They're back together, you guys.
And
representing Stacey's people, Tyler Perry for Alex Cross and Good Deeds.
I have not seen any of the movies up for these.
He got nominated for both.
I like how you don't get Eddie Murphy as your people, but you can.
And representing Nathan and Rachel's people, Adam Sandler for That's My Boy.
He's talking about Jews.
I gotta say
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
I really can't say because I haven't seen any of the
movies.
I would not say Rob Pat because I feel like he...
I think he's fine. I'm sorry, all the listeners out there. You can like, you know, whatever, internet us, troll us. I don't care. I like R. Pat. I think he's a fine actor. He's done stuff before Twilight, and he's done stuff after, and he's been stupendous.
Cedric Diggory.
I'm gonna go with Adam Sandler. I think first of all, seriously. I think the Razzies this year should spend as much effort as possible to get Adam Sandler never to make another movie.
You're turning against your people.
I disagree.
Again, I think it's fine if he stars in a movie. I just don't think he should produce them. Like Rachel was saying, he hasn't produced a good movie in a long time.
Whoa, hold on there.
Whoa.
Do you guys agree on something?
Holy shimoleons.
I feel like we should ring a bell.
Guys, do you see that world like happening in the floor? It's because the earth just opened and split. It's been like it's gonna suck us down, y'all.
Okay,
so I think that Adam Sandler should get it just because we need to convince him never to make another movie. Yeah.
What about actresses? Do we have some goyles?
Do we want to go with worst actresses? Okay.
Yeah, goyles.
Let's go with Kristen Stewart, of course. Because you have to nominate everything in Twilight for worst. But she also got it for Snow White and the Huntsman, too.
I didn't see either one.
I saw Snow White and the Huntsman, and it was actually pretty decent.
She was okay.
Go ahead.
But she appeared nude this year, so we have to respect that.
What is she appearing nude in?
On the Road.
Oh,
that movie where she just gets fucked in a car?
Yes, that's pretty much it. She gets fucked in a car.
That's just what I want to see is Kristen Stewart's wooden face getting fucked.
But it's with Emile Hirsch, so you might actually want to see it.
Is it Emile Hirsch?
Oh, I love Emile Hirsch.
It's Emile Hirsch and what's the other one's name?
Yeah, because he's got a boner for her. He's the reason that she even got Twilight.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And next up, we have Katherine Heigl for One for the Money.
I liked her in One for the Money.
I
thought you said you hated that movie.
She was sassy.
Plus, how do you nominate Katherine Heigl? She's just so awesome.
That movie was so silly, but she was sassy.
She's not making good career choices right now.
I know, but she's cool.
But she's having babies and stuff, so.
That's true.
I mean, she's all good in the neighborhood. I like her.
And we also have Mila Jovovich.
No.
Or Resident Evil Retribution.
It ain't her fault.
It's not her fault.
I didn't. This was like the only Resident Evil movie I've not seen yet.
Oh, well,
she just needs to stand there. That's
it's definitely a movie. It's definitely some happening. Fighting.
Oh my god,
some zombies.
It's like
so. Is that it? Is that the
no? We have two more. Tyler Perry.
Awesome.
Oh, for Madea's witness protection.
Thank you, Razzies. That is like the most perfect thing ever.
And last but not least, Barbara.
For
the guilt trip.
I also did not see that movie.
Okay, can I just say, I want to change
Barbara
my
Streisand
vote.
And
Seth Rogen.
I want to change my vote from Adam Sandler for the last category, just because I think it would be so awesome
if Tyler Perry
won Worst Actor and Worst Actress.
Tyler Perry, I support you. If you want to hire me, because I'm half black, you can find me at
halfteacherwashington.com.
If you don't hire you, we hate your movies.
Exactly.
Your movies, they make us laugh. They make us cry.
Actually, I have never seen
a Tyler Perry movie.
They're like the most emotionally roller coaster movies ever.
What was the one we saw?
Except for Star Trek, but I don't consider that a Tyler Perry movie.
He's done a couple
we saw
ones.
One, and like I've never seen a Tyler Perry
so
movie
she
before.
Unprepared.
So I didn't know, and I'm like,
he has actually done a few good movies. And
he makes the Madea movies like they basically you think that you're going to go in there and it's just going to be like. You're just going to be laughing at stupid shit.
She's
and then
it
always, like at least twice, just punches you in the face with tears.
Yeah, I'm just not a huge fan of that genre. I think, honestly.
Are you talking about black movies?
You don't like ethnic movies?
No, I think it's actually a little bit racist that so many black comedians have to do the cross-dressing thing. I think that it's fine if you want to do a cross-dressing thing, like, you know, like on SNL or something like that.
But he's been doing it for like...
Yeah, but it's such a stereotype. I mean, it's like the stereotype of black comedians that at
Martin
some
Lawrence.
Point they have to do cross-dressing.
Okay, so we should really blame Flip Wilson then for like starting
that. I'm not saying it's Tyler Perry's fault. I'm saying that he shouldn't be continuing it.
Yeah, that's true.
And so the...
I don't know. I don't think it's
agreeing
like
agreeing has ended.
Okay, let the games
moving
on to Worst Supporting Actress.
Sorry.
Moving on to Worst Supporting Actress. We have Rihanna for Battleship.
Oh, my God.
She was in Battleship.
The funny thing is that when it came out and like when people were filming and stuff, they said that she was kick-ass.
I thought she was kick-ass.
I did not see it, but people on set were just saying like she would go where the stunt people wouldn't go, and she committed. And I haven't seen it, but at least hearing that from like and stuff, that makes
well, like that's
you know, she's
we
got to be used to getting the bruises.
Yeah, I was
by
about
her.
To say, if there's one thing we know about Rihanna, she can take a beating.
Wait, can I do one? Can I do one?
God.
Guys, she's taken a beating already. Let's not nominate her. She's had enough, okay? that was mine.
Just think about what Chris is going to have to say if she loses.
Yeah. He'll probably take it out on her.
I know.
Okay, Jessica Biel for Playing for Keeps and Total Recall.
Playing for Keeps?
I don't even remember what that movie
is. What is Playing for Keeps?
It's some rom-com.
Jessica Biel is also one that has been making bad career choices lately.
Playing for Keeps is the one with Gerard Butler in it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Where she plays his ex-wife.
But
she's been making some bad choices, I feel like, Jessica Biel.
Probably.
And
Total Recall, I didn't see
Total Recall either, and I don't think most of the American population did either.
I didn't want to see it. But
I still have fond memories of the Arnold Schwarzenegger version.
What's an Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's the newest sex movie I'm going to try tonight.
He wasn't nominated. Oh, because it didn't come out that year.
Wait, didn't he come out with a movie this year?
Yeah, yeah, but it was
this
it was
year
2013.
He did.
Yeah.
This year.
I'm sure he'll be up along with Sylvester Stallone. And, yeah, for next year's Razzies.
And Johnny Knoxville.
And
Bullet to the Head looks good.
Out of the, who the hell are they? Brooklyn Decker for Battleship and What to Expect When You're Expecting.
You don't know who Brooklyn Decker is?
She's the one that's banging George.
She was the
George
Hottie McTottie from the other Adam Sandler movie where he falls in love with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, no.
That movie, yeah. She's like a supermodel. Yeah.
And we also have Ashley Green from, of course, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
She's married to like Andy Roderick or something, I think.
Jennifer Lopez, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Jennifer Lopez.
I really hope she wins.
Actually, wait, no, I didn't see that one. Never Jello. Mind.
Wait, did Rihanna just get, is she?
No, it's what, the, oh, okay. Yeah, it's the website.
What to, that's the one based on the pregnancy book, right?
Yeah, I didn't
like,
really
it's got
have
like Cameron Diaz
it.
In it. It's got all those people's.
I think I would say J-Lo should probably win that.
Yeah. Did you see that movie?
Just to bring her
no,
down a peg or two.
I'm just kind of pissed
know.
At her life choices.
She went through a
but
lot
she's the most beautiful
year,
woman in the world.
I don't agree
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, whatever. And might as well finish up the worst categories. Worst Supporting Actor.
I'm kind of surprised, by the way. I haven't heard any Gangster Squad in here.
Was Gangster that, Squad came out this
was
year.
Was it 2013?
Yeah. Okay. It was
Taylor Lautner for... Of course, Twilight Saga.
But have you seen him with his shirt off?
Yes, I have. Have you seen him with his pants off?
Don't kill Thor!
Don't kill Thor!
David Hasselhoff for Piranha 3DD.
Can he just win it? He's David fucking
it's the sequel to Piranha 3D.
It went straight to DVD.
No, it was out in the theaters.
What? I thought it did.
It came out in the theaters for a couple of hours.
Because it was in 3D. It had to be, right?
It didn't finish playing in the theater.
Oh, man.
They turned on the projector, started the movie, stopped it halfway through. We're not making money off this.
I actually wanted to see it in the theater, but I saw no like trailer for it. No anything.
The marketing was horrible.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's what it was. It was the marketing.
It was just the marketing, guys.
The first one was so funny. Like,
yeah, it was.
Like 3D penis coming at you. It was hilarious.
What? I've not seen this.
It was funny because I saw it with Carlo and Sean, and both Carlo and Sean, when the penis gets like hawked up and like thrown at your face, we're like,
a piranha eats a penis
and chokes on it, and then
Wait. My favorite is when one of the piranhas eats this girl with. Breast implants and the breast implants like cleanly just like come off her and float up. It was awesome.
The funny thing is that I'll bet you it's doing really well in Europe.
Probably so.
Probably.
Well, it is a European director. He's the one that did High Tension.
Oh,
well,
yeah. Alexander.
Anything David Hasselhoff touches is like huge in Europe.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be good because he was doing it. He also did, I think he did The Crazies.
He did The Crazies, which was the most romantic movie of all time.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Next up is Liam Neeson for Battleship and Wrath of the Titans.
No, never Liam Neeson.
Never Neeson.
You can't nominate.
No.
Have they not seen Taken? That man will, like, cut
have they not
off.
Seen his penis? What?
He can't his body.
He can't win a Razzie before he's won an Oscar.
Plus,
I mean, he hasn't won an Oscar?
So sad. Yeah, he's been nominated twice, but he hasn't.
He's like Gary Oldman.
He was nominated for Schindler's List and a whole bunch of other things, but he's never won.
He's just trying to support his children after the loss of his wife, okay?
Plus, I just want to support him with my mouth.
He's so handsome.
And a double bill from That's My Boy. We have Nick Swardson and Vanilla Ice.
Okay, Vanilla Ice. Yeah.
He's not even an actor.
I wouldn't have picked either of those. That was not what was wrong with That's My Boy.
Yeah, there were a lot of things wrong with
That's My Boy.
It was me.
The fact that you actually paid money to go see it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That was
oh,
what's wrong.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's an issue.
I mean, I can understand if you're trying to support your people, but...
That's what he was doing. He was trying to support his people.
I don't know. I mean...
Because he's a Jew.
If he was trying to support our people, he wouldn't have paid for it. We're pretty cheap.
Speaking of our people, I want to remind all of our people at home that tonight is Purim, which is the holiday where you are commanded to get so drunk that you cannot tell your right hand from your left. So please... Stay off the roads, but get as drunk as possible.
I think I'm going to convert to Judaism tonight.
For today.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm Jewish today.
Until midnight.
If any of you would like to participate with me, I will be drunk somewhere in the gutter.
I don't want to go to a gutter.
No, I just want to be drunk.
I'm classy. I drink
standing up.
That's why we're friends.
Exactly. All right.
And, okay, so going back to the Oscars. Now, remember, this is the best. The best of the best.
The best around.
Actor in a leading role, Bradley Cooper.
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Didn't see it, but...
My mother calls Bradley Cooper walking sex on leg. My mom calls him just walking sex. She's like,
I don't really want to have sex with him, but he's cute.
I would.
I don't know that I'd want my mom to say that about anybody.
My mother's...
I feel like you have issues.
My mother.
Do you don't want her to hear that she wants a pounding from Bradley Cooper?
Do you not know that your parents...
My parents are listening right now.
Do you not know your parents have sex?
I once said that I once said to people that I think any parent should have only had sex once in their life for every kid they have.
So sad.
I have to say, one of my favorite stories about parents having sex is this girl that I work with. She was like, "My mother hates me. She's not answering my phone calls." And I was like, "Well, maybe your mother and father are having sex." And then she's like, "Oh, Jeff, you just had to put that in my head, didn't you?
You're the worst babysitter ever."
Okay.
And then you guys solve the mystery.
And moving on, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
I didn't see it.
Oh, we're not on Razzies anymore.
Still. I didn't see it, but
I'm told that he did such an awful job as Lincoln. Like,
no, I don't.
I thought he did awesome.
I don't know.
I don't think he should win it for Lincoln. Is all I'm saying. Like, he's won it already.
I don't think he should win it for Lincoln.
Can I just say, I started watching the movie, and I think it was the mood that I was in. But 5 minutes in, I was like, I can't.
Yeah,
do this right now.
I've heard it was so bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It's just a really good movie.
Everything about it just bored me at that moment, and I haven't gone back to it.
So what is it? Very historical?
It's very political.
Well,
it really
doesn't have a lot to do with Lincoln. It has a lot to do with the passing of the 16th Amendment.
It has a lot to do with Lincoln.
Yeah. Right, but I mean...
The movie is called, Lincoln.
No, but I mean, like... I get that, but what I'm saying is I'm told that it has very little to do with, like, the Civil War or him as president. It really had a lot more to do with... the 16th Amendment.
Yes, but it has a lot to do with Lincoln.
Yeah.
Right.
It does not have a lot to do with the Civil War.
I personally don't like that they got so many historical facts wrong. I know that's stupid, and I know I'm being political, but it's like, really, you guys could have made this true. It's not as bad as Munich. Like, Munich got, like, every historical fact wrong.
But Munich was good.
But this was, I mean, apparently they just, like, made up half the details, like, rather than looking it up. Like, for those who have seen it, like, Connecticut did vote for the amendment. Like, they spent half the movie, like, trying to convince Connecticut to vote for it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, Connecticut voted for it. Connecticut was one of the first states to vote for it.
Never mind. I had a point, but it was kind of stupid.
I thought it was very compelling. I think it was a very compelling movie. I didn't like a few things about it, but I thought it was entertaining, and I thought he did a good job.
Better than Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, talk about historical inaccuracy.
I like that movie. They throw a horse at someone.
They throw a horse at somebody, but when did his wife become a badass?
I was actually
and not cray cray
with that.
Really? Or the fact that he had more than one son? No, they just have one son in like, even in the book, they didn't do that. Like, I'm no.
Sorry.
There was no cyborgs, though. I was very upset with.
And next up, we have Hugh Jackman for Les Mis.
Wonder who Anastasia wants to win.
Wolverine.
Why is there no Wolverine trailer? There has not been a Wolverine trailer released yet.
I do recall I've seen it.
Nope.
I think
being released in your room.
Oh. You stole it, didn't you?
I think Hugh Jackman is literally going to win. I mean, I know that it could go to either Bradley Cooper or Daniel Day-Lewis. I just think it's going to be Hugh Jackman.
I don't know.
As much as I like him, I don't think he should win for
the other two. Sorry, are Joaquin Phoenix and Denzel Washington. I didn't mean to cut Jeff off.
Oh, that's okay. Denzel for what?
Denzel for Flight.
Well, see, I didn't even want to see
Denzel
that.
Isn't going to win. Joaquin Phoenix, I don't think, is going to win.
I don't know. It's Denzel. He could win.
I don't know, but Joaquin Phoenix, I've heard, like, really good things about him in The Master.
Yeah, but did anyone see
The Master?
No. Well, the people who voted probably should have.
I watched the trailer, and I felt like that was enough.
Yeah.
I want Bradley for it.
I thought Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook, I don't care what people say, I thought he did a really, really good job.
He did.
I think it's going to go to Hugh Jackman.
He did a good job, though. I mean, but yeah.
I think it's going to go to Jennifer Lawrence for Best Actress, but I think it's going to go to Hugh Jackman for Best Actor.
Yes, moving on for Best Actress.
Did she win for Winter's Bone?
Yeah, she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, obviously, we have Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook.
Yes.
We have Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty.
She was so good in that movie.
I think that's that's probably the alternative. And here's the thing. I feel like Jessica Chastain.
I know you think like Jennifer Lawrence might win, but I think Chastain might win because last year she didn't win for The Help.
No, I do think it could be Chastain.
And she was really good in The Help, and she was really, really good in Zero Dark Thirty.
The only reason I'm thinking that it might not win is there's a lot of people who are saying, you know, who are pretty against Zero Dark Thirty because of the torture and stuff like that. And I think I think a lot of the voters in the Academy aren't going to vote for it because they're protesting the movie.
When people
say that to me and they're like, oh, I don't want to see that movie because of the torture, I go, because it didn't happen. It happened, people. Just,
yeah, I mean, I'm not in agreement with them. I think knowing Hollywood, I think they're not going to give it any like major awards to Zero Dark Thirty because they'll feel like it was too radical and torturous
radical
and stuff like that.
Man.
Right. Whatevs.
And we also have Emmanuel Riva for Amour. Yeah.
I've heard really good things.
I have to.
And I do think they might give it to her like they did, Christopher Plummer last year. I think it's because she's 84 and has never even been nominated before. So I think it's possible that they'll just give it to her just because she's old and she's not going to get another Oscar.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have, I'm not even trying to pronounce her first name.
Clemenceny
Wallace.
Wallace.
For Beast of the Southern Wild.
She's
the new Annie.
I'm okay with that. I highly doubt that she's going to win.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't know.
If she was the most amazing actress, they're not going to do that.
The movie was really good and she was great in it, but I don't think.
I didn't see it.
I don't know. I didn't see it. But I know her story, the delightful, cute little story.
They're gonna figure that she has a good career in front of her and give it to her for something else.
Exactly. And Naomi Watts for The Impossible, which no, I haven't seen either.
So she got nominated for the movie about the tsunami, but Ewan McGregor didn't.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
Okay. I think it's gonna be Jennifer Lawrence.
I haven't seen the movie, but the trailer for The Impossible
makes me cry
so much.
I haven't even seen the trailer for it, so I probably need to.
Yeah, I'm in here.
It's just
the crazy category of this year is best supporting actor because they have all been nominated for this and other Oscars before, and they're all amazing actors.
Yeah.
Run down that list, and it's just like what.
We have Alan Arkin for Argo, amazing movie. I didn't think he's best supporting actor though.
I think he's gonna win though.
Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook.
I like that choice, but I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, I actually think Chris Tucker did a really good job in that movie.
He did.
Hey, it was unlike him.
I thought that I watched the movie and I go, but he should be nominated for something he did a really fantastic job.
For some reason, I didn't even realize it was him until my second time watching. I was like, you look familiar.
It's like, oh my God, it's Ruby Rod.
No, why, it's he like, ate my dad did the same thing, Frank. My dad was like, I know
he
that guy. My dad goes, no. My dad goes, that guy looks familiar. Like, why do I know that guy? And I go, he's from the Rush Hour movies. And my dad was like, no, he's not. Shut up. And I was like, yeah, he is.
Yeah. And we also have Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master.
I don't know. I got boobs jiggling in my face right now. I can't think.
I mean, I don't think he's going to win. But I'm just saying, like, think about the caliber of all these actors that are nominated. Like, they've all won before, you know?
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln, which he was amazing in.
Yeah, he was good.
And Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained.
Christoph Waltz, y'all!
Yes.
I think
it should be Christoph Waltz, but I think it's going to be Alan Arkin.
But
I think it's going to be Christoph. It's either going to be Christoph or Tommy Lee Jones.
Christoph is so good in everything. I know he plays himself pretty much, but I love him.
Even in Three Musketeers, he was like really enjoyable.
I didn't
enjoyable.
See that movie, well, so you shut yeah. up.
I'll predict it's going to be Alan Arkin because
also,
he's
I
the
see
only
Jesus
one who hasn't
Uncrossed.
Won.
We'll see tomorrow when
we will see tomorrow we will see tomorrow. Yes. Jeff.
Can they also make Jesus Uncrossed an actual movie?
Seriously,
can they do that?
That would be awesome.
I feel like Best Supporting Actress really isn't even a a challenge. I mean,
Anne Hathaway.
It's going to go to Anne Hathaway.
Also nominated.
Oh, she won the Golden Globe, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't even really like her that much. I thought it was very emotionally manipulative. I didn't even like Les Mis. But it's going to Anne Hathaway.
But if she won the Golden Globe, she'll win the Oscar.
Yeah, no, she did a really good job. I just feel like they almost purposefully were like, now cry. Cry.
Yeah.
Like, seriously cry. Like, oh, fucking you cry.
They wanted to make you cry in the movie called The Miserables. They wanted to make you cry about a woman who becomes a prostitute and gets abused and loses her child and gets sick. Oh, I'm sorry. Did they want tears for that?
No, they down the aisle
it
screaming.
Wasn't called The Happy People. Yeah. It was called The Miserables.
Is that supposed to be a sad thing normally?
And we also have Amy Adams for The Master.
I love her. I'm so excited
she's,
for her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Sally Field for Lincoln, probably my second choice.
Yeah,
Sally Field wins everything.
Will they really like
I heard Helen Hunt was really good in the sessions.
Helen Keller was nominated?
Helen Hunt. Helen Keller.
Yeah, it's like, where has Helen Hunt been the last few years? She just, and then she's nominated.
Know.
Oh my
Taking
God.
Taking time off.
Listen,
doing,
I got her out of the basement
thing.
Recently.
And then we have Jackie Weaver for Silver Linings Playbook, which...
That was his mom, yeah.
That was his mom. I didn't think it was anything
adorable.
That special.
I thought she was good.
She was good, but I mean, it wasn't.
She emoted.
Again, in this case, even if we like all the other ones, I don't even think it's a challenge. Like, I think if Anne Hathaway doesn't win, it would be a huge shock.
Yeah, I agree.
That bitch deserves it for that, like, just 10 minutes alone.
Yeah.
But plus, anyway.
I mean, plus, again, she really did. I mean, she's kind of come
she
from behind.
It doesn't matter. She won the Globe. She won the Oscar.
She's
She came from behind.
And she did really good.
I've never.
And so those are our picks for the Razzies and the Oscars.
In my opinion, she's going to win for Catwoman, but really it's Les Mis.
Wait, let me throw in just a couple.
But she's really winning because of Catwoman.
Let me throw in just a couple other things. So just other movies that really weren't nominated for anything else. I think Moonrise Kingdom should win for original screenplay. And I think that the Avengers should win for visual effects.
I don't, because those visual effects were good, but they were still noticeable.
Do you know how...
And their makeup
those,
was atrocious.
Yeah, but do you know how intricate the Avengers visual effects were? They created New York. Like, literally, they 3D modeled
heard,
the entire city.
And if I heard from everybody that's... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I've heard from everybody that's seen, like, Life of Pi, that's, like,
Life of
the
Pi
best
was
visual
amazing.
Effects you'll ever see.
I think Life of Pi is going to win, but I think the Avengers should win.
They calculated how much damage would have been done to New York, how much it would have cost to replace all the CGI shit that they did. $160 billion worth of damage they caused that city.
Pretty fucking awesome.
If the normal amount of visual effects artists work on most movies worked on the Avengers, it would have taken them 15 years to make the visual effects for that movie.
Well, I'm not saying that they didn't do a good job. I'm just saying in terms of the level of CGI that I would like to see.
It's just so intricate.
It was
you don't
really
understand
well done.
How much in that movie is completely I mean, it's just they modeled the entire city.
Actually, all of the actors were not there.
Oh, okay. Then it should win then. I feel like it should win.
Visual effects.
Okay, let's move on to Mary Fuck Kill.
I like to kill.
Let's go.
I like to marry.
I like to fuck.
Rachel, how about start
Oscar
us
Pintoris,
off?
Okay. You do both.
This is, just to let you know, this is a mixture of the Razzie and the Oscar nominees.
People. Okay, so I got Sally Field. I got Steven Spielberg. And I've got Robert Pattinson. Okay, here's the deal. I like Steven Spielberg, but...
You're just going to kill every single Jewish...
Wait, you married Hitler and you're killing Spielberg?
I
also slept with Kim Jong-il. Let's not forget that. I'm going to marry Sally Field because she's totally adorable and... When I marry her, she could say, "You like me? You really like me?" And I'll go, "I don't just like you. I love you."
Plus, that bitch knows how to use a CB radio.
So I think she's awesome. And I'm going to sleep with Robert Pattinson because despite Twilight and all the nonsense, he's Robert Pattinson. And I'd like to sleep with a person that looks like a homeless man, sure, why not?
I married him. He's like very family oriented and he's like a nice dude.
But he smokes like a chimney.
Yeah, but he sings. he's a good singer.
That's true, but I have Sally Field and she's awesome sauce as well.
She's a lesbian. Continue. She's a lesbian and she's the worst shoe ever.
Well, yep.
But she knows how to use CB radio.
Yes.
So that's important. That's very important. And she was badass and saved her kid on a plane crash. So that's
we can swap stories of what it was like to work with Burt Reynolds on Smokey and the Bandit. And she could tell me about Norma Rae.
What, you worked on Smokey and the Bandit?
It'd be great.
Yeah.
If I was married to Sally Field, she could tell me all her stories.
Oh, I thought you said swap stories.
That's what I heard too. I would like to hear her flying nun stories.
Yeah.
Personally.
And if you ever became retarded, she would sleep with the principal so you could get into the school. Such talent.
Okay, Nathan, how about you?
All right,
she can make tough decisions. Sorry, I just had to throw it out there.
I have Liam Neeson.
What?
Bill Condon, who is the director of Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Bill Condon?
Yes, his name is Condon. No, ooh. Condon.
Also, Sister, the serious one.
And Nicolas Cage. So, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to kill Bill Condon because, I mean, I liked some of his movies like Kinsey, but he's just not attractive at all. I am going to fuck Nicolas Cage because he can find my natural treasure.
Oh God.
Natural.
And I am going to marry Liam Neeson because he has a certain set of skills.
Anastasia.
Oh, no. Okay. I got Tyler Perry. No jokes, anyone?
Because okay. You're black.
We covered them all.
Jessica Biel and Jennifer Lawrence.
If you sleep with Tyler Perry, can you be bisexual?
I'm sorry, Tyler Perry. I have to kill you.
Yes. Worst black person ever.
Actually, no. No.
It's a mercy kill.
I think most black people would be like, thank you, Lord.
No. I'm sorry I have to kill you, Tyler Perry. But, you know.
Again, though, if you want to hire her, she wouldn't kill you.
I wouldn't kill you if you hired me. And then I'm going to screw multiple times Jessica Biel because she is one of my lady loves.
Can I watch?
Yes. No.
Damn it.
No. And then I'm going to marry Jennifer Lawrence because I feel like me and her together in a relationship, we'd be funny. And I feel like
we'd be funny.
I feel like we're a good couple. Like,
dude, we'd be funny.
We'd be funny. Yeah. Good chemistry.
You'd go out on dates and she'd be freaking out like, oh, I'm the slut, right? And then she'd walk out. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Frank.
Not basically what your life is like now.
I got Denzel Washington, Joaquin Phoenix, and Amy Adams.
Did you say Joaquin Phoenix again? Because you were like, Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
If you kill Amy Adams, I'm going to stab you.
I got Joaquin Phoenix.
Kill her just because he's so.
I am going to kill Denzel Washington.
Thank God.
What?
Because
you're the worst black person ever.
I am the worst black person ever. I'm like not even black sometimes. I you know what? Honestly, I don't find him.
But you could speak to Joaquin Phoenix in his natural
tongue.
And
I think we've talked about this before.
You don't find Denzel Washington attractive?
No, I find him attractive. I just don't find him to be a particularly fantastic actor. I think he's good.
You're not marrying him for his acting. You're marrying him for his him.
Oh, I know, but I got Joaquin Phoenix instead.
Instead.
But I'm not even marrying Joaquin Phoenix. I'm just going to fuck the shit out of him.
Good choice.
I'm going to marry Amy Adams because she's Lois Lane.
But Joaquin always acts like a little sissy.
Plus, Amy Adams is like,
I know, that's why I'm
going to.
Hello.
But if
we're compatible because if he's a sissy, that means he's a bottom and I'm a top. So.
And if he fucks Joaquin Phoenix, he can just pretend like it's River.
Ryan.
All right. Well, for Ryan's choices.
Ryan.
And since he depends on the kindness of strangers because y'all is strange, you're going to help me with mine because I don't know mine. So here we go.
Okay.
We have Nick Swardson, Sean Anders, and what did we decide? French.
I think Michelle. I don't
Michelle Haneke.
There we go.
She's French. Do her.
So
it's a him. It's a him.
It's him. Michelle.
He's French.
Like
do
Michael.
Him.
I think yeah. We'll fuck him. Okay. So are we going to marry Sean Anders or should we kill him?
What does Sean Anders look like?
Wait a minute. That's My Boy.
He directed That's My Boy.
I'm looking him up.
Wait. Dad. We're gonna look
Dad.
Up to see.
No, Dad. Doesn't even matter.
Anders. Sean Mary. Anders.
And Mary will. Yeah, marry Nick Swardson.
He's adorable. Did you ever watch Reno 911?
He's adorable.
Yes.
He was Terry.
Also, he'd be a good husband.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Oh, okay. Mexican werewolf.
Okay.
And mine. I have Kristen Stewart.
I'm sorry.
That was so hard for you.
She's flat-chested, though. She could probably pull off being a boy.
Peter Berg. He's actually kind of handsome. I would fuck him. And I would marry Bradley Cooper.
Oh, good choice. Yeah. Wait, what? You wouldn't
Do you guys think
I would
that
have him would, every night.
Yeah, well, if he's married, he gets to anyway.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that Bradley Cooper should have won Sexiest Man over Ryan Gosling?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, isn't the Sexiest Man this year Channing Tatum?
Right, but a year ago, everybody was saying how Ryan Gosling should have won instead of Bradley Cooper.
No, I find... Okay. I like Ryan Gosling, but...
Ryan Gosling's good.
All three of them.
They're all good.
All three of them I would not sleep with, so...
Just have all three.
I would not sleep with any of them.
Not even Ryan?
Ryan Gosling? No.
Okay, shall we move through awkward questions really quick?
Sure. Do we even have to?
Do we?
Yeah.
Everybody's answered, right?
Has Ryan answered?
Ryan, we have a guest.
Wasn't Ryan here the first week of February?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Rachel.
Okay. If you could choose... I'm going to shorten it down a little bit, I guess. If you can choose...
That'd be hard for you.
If you could choose... Okay, you're stranded on a desert island. You can choose one person to come with you throughout history. Okay? History, comic books, movies, whatever. To come with you. Who would it be, and what would they bring to the party to help you survive on the desert island? Mm. On the island.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I guess I would have to say, because I never got to meet her because I love movies, Elizabeth Taylor would be my companion. Yes, and she could bring the vodka.
Vodka.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, Frank.
If you could walk 500 miles, would you walk 500 more?
No.
No, unromantic.
No.
Thank you. That's the first time no one's ever answered with the second part of that song.
I don't think he knows the song, do you?
No.
Okay.
But just based on the question, no.
Okay. Nathan.
My question is, what inanimate object currently in this room would you use as a sex toy?
Probably the multicolored light. That's, well, that was a given. But I was trying to go for the non-obvious.
That's been an answer before, actually.
I don't know. Maybe the multicolored lights in the corner. Mm-hmm. Probably do a lot with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You'll stain that stained glass? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, Anastasia.
No.
Gross.
No.
Yes, my queen.
So, like, if you had to be the opposite sex for a day, what would you look like and what would you do?
Now, say that one more time. If I had to be
the opposite sex for the day.
Okay.
What would you look like and what would you do? Just to clarify, because Frank got confused, that would mean you're a girl.
What would I look like?
Yeah, like who would you want to look like?
Well, I think I would have to definitely be not blonde because I am blonde, so might as well go for the opposite. That's probably true. A little shorter. But what would I do?
Yeah. What would you do?
Go find a rich man with a limo that takes me on a shopping spree to fill up my closet so I have nice things to wear.
Oh, he'd be a gold digger for a day.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Nice, nice.
I ain't saying he's a gold digger.
He's
Stacy.
Hey, that's our song.
That's our people's song.
And for my question, have you ever pleasured yourself to photos on Facebook?
Yes, he has.
Actually, no, not on Facebook.
Only Twitter.
And MySpace.
MySpace.
Have you on MySpace?
No.
Okay.
But you just gave me an idea of Facebook.
Yeah, that's going to be a party tomorrow.
See, nobody has answered yes to that question.
I know. And I think some people are lying.
Who do you think is lying?
I don't know.
Since you asked the question, Jeff.
Nobody has ever answered yes.
Or no.
I've said yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the only one that says yes. I'm the only one that's honest.
There are two people in this room who have said yes.
Who? Me.
You said yes to the Facebook
answer? Well, I was kind of shy about it. I was like, no, I've never done that ever. Yeah, I have.
Oh my God.
So
somebody has said yes.
Oh, all right. I don't feel like the oddball out here.
I mean, he's kind of a person.
Okay, everyone. That's our show for the day.
I didn't understand what I was looking at. Don't worry.
So I would just like to take a couple of minutes to thank the California Science Center.
Woo-hoo.
and rabble rouser industries.com.
Discovery Science Center.
Discovery Science Center.
You can go to the California Discovery one too, Science but Center. Not as cool.
Okay. Okay, I would like to thank Ryan for showing up today. Yay! Thank you so much.
That was fun.
And be sure to look up our show on iTunes or at skidrowstudios.com. Check out some of our past shows. And anything else?
There's going to be a huge announcement on Tuesday, so you're going to want to follow us on Twitter or see us on Facebook, because there's going to be a huge announcement.
Oh, yes, for sure.
It's going to be huge. I wish I could tell you now, but it's going to be huge.
Or just follow us to my house.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all the social stuff.
Twitter, yeah. We're like everywhere now.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're with you. Exploding.
I'm looking into your window currently.
Snatching your people up.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's me.
Snatching your people up.
Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And we will you'll hear from us next week.
Yay!
Yay!
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bad touch, bad boy. Psycho fan drop. Sassy pants. Get ready. Initiating all conversation in 3, 2, 1.